This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has ordered new evacuations from parts of Gaza City, an indication it still faces stiff resistance in areas it said were cleared weeks ago. UNICEF, meanwhile, says 1 in 6 children are acute malnourished in the isolated and largely devastated north of the territory where the city's located. The report finds deepening misery across the territory where Israel's air and ground offensive launched in response to Hamas's October 7th attack has killed over 29,000 Palestinians. A top UN court has opened hearings into the legality of Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state, AP's Karen Chamas.
The session before the International Court of Justice comes following a request by the UN General Assembly. The Assembly asked the court for a non-binding advisory opinion into Israel's policies in the occupied territories. Palestinian Foreign Affairs Minister Riyad al-Maliki opened the presentation by Palestinian representatives.
Acquisition of territory by force, persecution, racial discrimination and apartheid against the people, denial of self-determination are all grave violations of the most fundamental norms of international law. There is a legal and moral obligation to bring them to a prompt end.
The session will last 6 days and judges will likely take months to issue an opinion. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's military says its troops had taken up a new defensive position in the east after retreating from the captured town of Avdiivka.
Military footage released by Ukraine shows scenes from the battlefield, including Ukrainian soldiers barricading inside industrial buildings. Andriy Tirin, a commander in the 110th Brigade, said Russia has exhausted the defenders.
And it's Reuters. Olivia Zelino. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's widow on Monday directly blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for her husband's death, saying that Putin had killed him and robbed their children of their father. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on criminal charges in the 2021 assassination of Haiti's president.
A judge investigating the July 2021 assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has issued a final report that indicts his widow, Martine Moïse, ex-president Claude Joseph, and the former chief of Haiti's national police, Leon Charles, among others. Charles, who now serves as Haiti's permanent representative to the Organization of American States, faces the most serious charges, including murder and conspiracy. The judge's findings are expected to further destabilize Haiti. It's already struggling with a surge in gang violence and recovering from a spate of recent violent anti-government protests. I'm Norman Hall.
More than 1,600 trainee doctors in South Korea's major hospitals staged a walkout Tuesday to protest against a government plan to admit more students to medical schools, stoking fears of delays to surgical operations and patient treatments. Reuters' Gabe Singer.
Representatives for the doctors held an emergency meeting in the capital, Seoul, to discuss what to do next, though their agenda so far is unclear. On Tuesday, health officials confirmed that nearly half of the country's 13,000 doctors and interns at large hospitals had handed in resignations, and around a quarter of them had left their workplaces. The second vice health minister said there had already been 34 cases where the walkout had affected medical procedures, including 25 cancellations. Currently, around 3,000 people are admitted to medical school every year in South Korea. However, the plan the trainees are protesting would boost admissions by 2,000, starting in the 2025 academic year.
Julian Assange's lawyers will begin their final UK legal challenge to stop the WikiLeaks founder from being sent to the United States to face spying charges. The 52-year-old has been fighting extradition for more than a decade, including 7 years in self-exile in the Ecuadorian embassy in London and the last 5 years in a high-security prison. It is his last legal avenue in Britain, set to start this Tuesday. If the judges rule against Assange, he can still ask the European Court of Human Rights to block his extradition. Supporters worry he could be put on a plane to the U.S. before that happens. Assange has been fighting extradition for more than a decade. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.